I'ma get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah. Yo, it's my favorite day of the week. My radio's kicking David Chuck the Freak.
It's a day celebrated all across the nation. Bitches be tripping. What's up with the Asian?
Dave with the news, douchebag of the day. Report in a hot bitch, beast away.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah.
This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
This woman really wants to be anonymous. She says, I love the show. I've been listening for a long time. I live in another state, but I still listen every day at work, even though my coworkers stare at me like I'm a crazy person. Either way, here's my problem. I've been dating this guy about 6 months. He's great. Our sex life is amazing. He's open to anything I want to try in the bedroom. The issue I have is he's not circumcised. This is the first guy I've ever been with that wasn't. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't care. I love his D, but I'm terrified to touch it. The second time we had sex, his foreskin ripped.
Oh, God.
They don't tell you about that.
He was out of commission for 2 weeks.
Oh, man.
Now, we have figured out better positions to try, so that won't happen again in the future.
Lube it up, lady. Lube it up.
But even when I tried to do a good old-fashioned.
The old-fashioned.
Or mouth stuff with him.
Yes.
It seems to hurt him, and he always stops me.
Oh, yes.
Now, not to seem like a million whores, but I know my way around a dong, and I've never had any complaints.
Yes.
I've looked up how to pleasure an uncircumcised man online. I've even watched videos, and he shows me how he likes it. But as much as I try, it doesn't seem to work for him.
This is the... I bet he's got that...
The super tight skin?
Like,
isn't there super tight skin
that.
You can get?
Yeah.
That, like, you have to get it taken care of.
Yeah. Right, it's where the foreskin like almost closes up. It never lets the guy out of his sheath,
because the head should fully come out.
It should fully come out.
If it doesn't, and you're uncircumcised, you have a problem.
Yes, you have a problem, and the solution is not great.
It's a painful month or two.
Yeah,
she says, "I want to return the favor because he so graciously takes care of me." But I'm nervous now that I'm going to hurt him, and it doesn't turn me on that I can't turn him on. So have any of your other listeners been in this situation? Are there tricks for an uncircumcised virgin? First time foreskin.
It's funny that she watched videos and looked it up online and still can't come up with anything, because that was about to be my suggestion until she said that that's what she does.
But the thing is, I would say
the idea of Lisa Way Googling foreskin videos.
Yeah.
Let's see. How to.
I would say, though, that you shouldn't have to do any tricks. All the trick should just be pulling the skin back, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the trick.
And then it's
so
normal.
If the skin doesn't come back, like if you can't pull it down and see the
full guy,
the helmet.
Yeah.
If you can't see the helmet, then there's a problem. If it's just a little bit showing.
It's called paraphimosis. It's a condition in which the foreskin becomes trapped behind the head of the penis. Oh, no, that's when it's trapped. It can't come back over.
Oh, okay.
So it's back. This is the one where it's like strangling the
forehead of it.
I think a lot of ladies don't know what to do.
Yeah.
With it.
And they're so awesome. I mean, that chick's trying everything.
I know, but I feel like it's not a Rubik's Cube, you know? Like it's...
You know what I mean?
It's not. It's just some extra. Like, we all have it. It's just been trimmed away. It's not. It's not
the same. Why is it so hard? Like, what?
Well, because I think something's wrong with his D.
Okay.
Like, he's got the foreskin is trapping.
Should that be on him?
Yeah.
It should, but
it's his D.
Figure it out.
Just wear a tight skin, you bastard.
But here's the problem.
Figure it out.
He doesn't know any different.
How could he not, though?
He doesn't know any different.
He's obviously a grown man. She's been listening to us for 15 years, so obviously they're not young.
To him, it's probably not. It's, you know, he just thinks, oh, it just hurts. Foreskin stuff just hurts.
It just always hurts.
It's just always is hurt. And if he can't get in there and clean it and stuff.
We just, that's the way he lives. He doesn't, he's got to know better.
I don't know. Well, but at the same time, too, if I had that and I knew, well, the only thing that's going to make that go away is I have to get circumcised.
Ooh, that'd be tough. Someone said, my husband isn't circumcised, but it's not rocket science. It's the same as any other dong.
Yeah.
I think he needs to get his dong checked out. But she said, oh, no. She said, girl, you sound dumb. No, come on. She just doesn't know.
Well, that's what I mean. It's not a Rubik's Cube. This guy's got something wrong.
Yeah.
There's something going on.
And she's never encountered one.
Yeah, if you're not used to it, it's...
Man.
You know. Right. And like I said, the guy doesn't know any different, mate, perhaps.
And this, she's so terrified that every time she does something, he's going to be like...
Who knows what he's got going on underneath that thing?
Yeah,
the kind of infection.
It's if he
can't pull it back, how does he clean it?
Well, soft. He could might be able to get in there and get the cheese out.
Okay, that's what they call it.
Don't call it that.
Stop with the cheese.
Schmegma, you'd rather me call it that?
Whatever, no. Not cheese.
You watch your mouth.
Cheese is cheese.
This guy says, I'm an uncut foreigner, and I've never had any issues. Sex is normal. This dude just must have something up. He needs to see someone.
Yeah.
All right, so we have a guy here with us, voice-changing technology, this anonymous dude from Boston. Good morning, man. You wanted to speak to this.
Hey, so I'm in my 30s, and I got circumcised at the sweet age of, I believe, 13, because I had this issue. I got to the age where you start to discover things about yourself and you've had, you know, sex ed at school and come to find out that my donger doesn't look like what's in the books either before or after. I couldn't actually pull back all the way.
Right.
This escalated up to the point where I ended up going to the doctors and the doctors recommended me to get circumcised. They gave me exercises to try to pull back all the way.
Yeah.
And I just, for the life of me, I couldn't. I tried for like a month and it was painful to play with it. So that was my solution at the time. It's possible this guy just lived through it and figured out a way.
So he could need to be circumcised.
I don't think there's any question that's what has to happen with this guy.
Yeah.
He's got a tightly wrapped helmet.
So he doesn't know it or
has never put it together?
And why does it, she's putting it together for him?
Well, because it hurts. Could you imagine, like,
his skin ripped.
I can't imagine,
his
like,
skin ripped.
Right.
Like, right, but.
So he got such a shabone that it put so much pressure.
When
the friction happened, it tore.
Oh.
So the head of it tore probably
through,
like, the top of his shirt. You know what I mean?
Damn, man. This guy said, mine's uncircumcised. I've never had anything bad happen. Someone said, my husband was the first man with foreskin I've ever pleasured. He is 100% easier to please than any of the men I've had before.
Right, because you just pull it back, and it's like something that is so sensitive.
Some people are saying they use the skin to...
Well, sure. That's what it's there for. It actually has, I think, some lubricating properties itself, which is why it gets the cheese.
Jesus. Okay. See, she told you not to say cheese.
That was funny when Lisa said, Jesus, cheese. She was not messing around.
No, I know. I didn't mean to upset her.
Jesus, cheese.
Cheese is cheese.
Yeah, everyone's saying it's him, not her. He needs to go to the doctor. Yeah, you're worrying about your being unable to pleasure him, but it's his problem. So you just have to convince him to see someone about this.
Oh, my God.
The skin's too tight.
I guess it's not a guarantee that he has to get circumcised. Maybe they have something for him that'll stretch him a bit.
Exercises or something.
Yeah. But generally it's I mean, it's just a bad place to be, you know. And if you've seen enough porn like me, you'll end up seeing someone like this in a porn.
Too tight, skinny?
You've seen it all.
Yeah, I've seen it all.
I don't think there's anything you haven't seen.
I've seen it all.
I've seen it all.
You know? Mm-hmm. I've seen crazy bent and the girl still going to town on it.
Right. It's like an L.
It's like an L. But also you'll see where it can't, it's like just a tiny little, like a thing poking out.
Yeah.
Just a bit. And it's like, how in the world are you getting anything out of this?
That sounds really dangerous. So, yeah, convince him just to get some medical help because that's what's going on there.
She's a good girl for trying to her best.
She likes him. She definitely likes this guy.
Well, and she does. She says that he's awesome.
Yeah.
So hopefully you can work it out and he can get his dick snipped.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
We're just talking that I hit a deer this week and did major damage to my car, so it's in the shop, and they gave me a rental pickup.
Yeah.
And,
which makes me laugh.
I know, Dave, and a pickup.
Made my week.
I have to climb up into it. I'm 6'5".
Yeah.
Who normally gets into these vehicles?
I haven't seen this truck that you're in.
It's white, right? It's the white one?
It's big white Ford F-150. But, I have to push myself up into the seat.
Yeah.
I've never had that in my life before. But I do think, you know how there's the Jeep thing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know if all pickup truck drivers do it, but there's definitely been a couple times where a guy is like giving me the nod.
Yeah, like you're a man.
They just think you're cute.
Yeah, that's what I think it is. Yep. That's what it is. Like, hey, partner.
I don't think there's too many trucks. No. They don't think guys really do a nod or anything.
I won't have six of you.
Oh, stop it.
You see that tall drink of water in that white F-150?
Looking for some Brokeback Mountain action.
Yeah. Stop this is a sexy man. I gave him a nod.
I wouldn't you haul my Johnson in your backside.
Hey. I got something that's like a rock.
That's what it is.
I got an applause.
No, I think it's. Just because I've never driven a pickup, that there was some kind of like acknowledgement thing that they do too.
I don't think so.
I've seen it. I definitely noticed it a couple times. Just like a little, like not a hand or anything. Yeah. Just like a
no,
because like hey.
Most of my friends have pickup trucks, and when you drive around with them, they're not constantly waving at people. But if you drive around with me in my Jeep, like, that's all I'm doing is, two fingers, peace.
We've talked about the Jeep thing, but there's not a truck thing at all.
No, they're not at all. They're just hitting on Dave.
Yeah.
Basically, they nod at each other when they want to bang. A lot of those owners usually are quite gay. That's people who don't like Ford F-150s. They're just railing on them.
It's because it's a Ford F-150. Guys nod at each other. When they say they're bang.
And then some people say there is such a thing as truck life, and you've been accepted.
Like, truck life. I just want you to be like, woo!
Every time, I will.
Meow, meow.
Woo! Woo! Woo!
The Ram guys are the ones.
Yeah, of course.
They take it super seriously, right? They have an allegiance.
That's why NASCAR is so successful.
Yeah.
You know, like there's Ford guys and there's Chevy guys.
Prepare to peg.
Yep.
When you're a Pontiac man like me, we just do the... Hang our head in shame when we see each other.
Don't even look. Don't make eye contact. Don't make eye contact.
Very ashamed.
No, you guys, honestly, I if it was once, I would have been like, nah, but it's been a couple of times when I thought, am I supposed to be doing like a little nod too? Like, hey,
yeah,
pick up.
If you nod twice, then you meet at the park.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'll just stick to no nodding. Matt, you think there is a truck thing?
Oh, for sure. First up, Lisa Three-Way.
Lisa Three-Way.
So, no, I don't think there's a pickup truck overall, but definitely, I drive a Ram 2500 with a Cummins in it, and like the Cummins guys definitely have a little nod or a, you know, looking good, little tip of the finger going down the road, for sure.
That's like a special...
That's it, right? It's truck. Because it's...
not just a
average. It's like
a big wave.
Not
bad. And that's what I've noticed. No big salute, no wave, just like a... Little tiny nod.
Huh.
Maybe like a wink?
Not a wink, James. Like not a wink. Just a nod. Like a hey.
How you doing?
Like one of these?
No, not I want to blow your signal. No, just like a...
As funny as thinking about random dudes in trucks making gay advances towards Dave. There is a science behind why dudes nod at each other instinctively.
It's, to me,
There's a caveman thing in it. Like, I just read about it, like, a couple of months ago.
We don't need to
fight.
We're
not at war.
Yeah, we're not at war type of thing. That's,
I'm cool with you.
Yeah. Like, peace.
Yeah. You know, yeah. I do it to people all the time.
Yeah, but I've never noticed it in what I normally drive.
No.
But I've noticed it in pickup truck guys.
You're the only one I've ever seen in that big thing of yours.
So they could all be delivery drivers. If it's a white truck.
It is a white truck.
Delivery drivers.
They think you're just delivering stuff.
Hey, hello, fellow delivery
driver.
Yeah. Hello, fellow delivery man. Yes. No, I don't.
You hauling? It's got to be a fleet vehicle.
I'm hauling. You hauling?
I'm hauling.
I'm a hauler. Other people say truck people do acknowledge each other, so I'm not losing my mind. And then others say, no, we're just cruising. Yep. So it all depends, I
guess. There was somebody who said, I nodded at a white, big white truck today. I'm gay.
Yep. That's what we thought.
There he is. So who knows? It could be gay or it could be a truck thing.
There's so many trucks, it seems like it'd be hard to nod at
everybody. Can't be just nodding.
Just be nodding.
That's how I feel, though. That's what I feel. Trucks. I'm so exhausted by the time I have to drive for 45 minutes.
So what happens if you don't wave back?
Yeah, it's just...
You're a jackass? Yeah.
They're just like, what a douche.
He didn't
wave.
Actually, you know what it is? What it is, because I know I've done it, where I'm like, oh, I see one coming, so I'll be the first one to do it, and they don't do it back, and I'm like, oh, God, I shouldn't have done it.
I'd never be the first one when I drive the Wrangler do the wave. I'll wait for it, but then I forget, and I'm like, I don't know, whatever.
I'd just be too busy, you know, like, living my life.
Yeah. I know. I don't pay attention.
Like, you see him coming from a mile away, though. That's the problem. You're like, oh, here we go
again.
I don't want
to be connected to other people.
Someone said, Dave, just so you know, truck guys give the jack-off hand gesture.
Hey! Hey!
What's up? How you doing?
Like a cat.
It was strong as it could be.
Like a cat.
Nothing ever got to me.
Yeah, so people are saying, like, Bronco drivers do it to Bronco drivers, and F-150 drivers do it to F-150 drivers. So there is some sort of little acknowledgement that some pickup guys do.
Right, so what you'll have to notice
generally your same brand.
Like, if a Ram guy does it, he wants to have sex with you.
Then he's gay.
Yeah. That's what I love about the kind of car I drive. We just all ignore each other.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That is funny.
We all ignore. Yeah. Don't even look
at
each other.
That's how it should be, though.
Matt. Good morning, Matt. How are you?
Good morning. Penis ball.
Penis. So I've been noticing, just driving a pickup truck as my car's in the shop, that there's been like an acknowledgement from a couple of guys in similar pickups. Is it a thing?
So I drive a Super Duty, and I'll tell you, if it's F-150 guys nodding at you, they're trying to bang you. That's the thing.
Come on, man.
They're trying to bang you. They're trying to get in you.
No, stop it.
They're trying to get in you.
They want to receive you, and it's because...
This guy's great.
Yep.
Especially because it's Pride Month. So.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah. That's bad. It's bad timing for Dave, huh?
They're waiting to get you at the parade so they can receive you.
Okay. And, all right. Yeah. Haul your wares and then haul your wares around.
Thank you, Matt. Yeah,
for the rest of the afternoon.
Jokester.
Yeah, he's a trickster.
Someone said, with all the trucks out there, you look like you're headbanging. There's so many. I'm a gay guy. I drive a truck. I for sure nod at gay truck owners because I want to kiss them. It's not just a pickup, guys. I'm driving a full size F-150 for the last 17 years. So she just does the head nod.
It's a weird, weird thing. I'll never nod.
Not everyone does it though. But it's just like nice truck, bub. They say nice truck, bub.
I've always, and I don't know how this is. Like, so James, you have like a Jeep. You got the Renegade, right?
Yeah. Rolling like Lorenzo Lamas.
Right. But I guess, and it's weird because I have had this happen to me a couple times where someone in a non-Wrangler will wave. And I'm like,
no,
I always think, I'm always like, your other car must be a Wrangler. And you forgot where you were in.
Nobody waves at me.
So. No, like I was going to say, it is a weird thing that like, And so a whole thing of Jeeps, there's tons of different Jeeps you can buy, but the only people that do it are like the rank, because I had a Commander, I had a Patriot, there was no waving.
No.
Yeah, nobody waves at me. And if they do, I'd be like, what's your problem, man?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I would take it as like somebody's trying to be a smartass.
Right.
I rented a Renegade on a vacation last year.
How'd you like it?
I liked it. It reminded me of you, though, James. I was like, it's the James vehicle right here.
Yeah.
Renegade.
I'm glad you thought of me on your vacation. That's so sweet.
James is a renegade.
Yes, he is.
She had an inexplicable urge to put on a man thong.
Yeah. Damn.
Put on a welcome, Lenny.
Yeah. You scored, huh?
Someone said the nod is more like, hey, you spending a lot on gas?
Me too.
Mm. Oh, I know how that goes.
Oh, my God. I use like a quarter tank each way to work. It's a lot of gas.
Oh, yeah, it's a lot of gas.
It's a
massive
beast.
Is it more than yours?
Yeah, it is.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It probably has bigger tires.
Oh.
It does, for sure.
Yeah.
Anyways, I just wanted to know. I wanted to know if it was, like, a thing. Some guys say it is. Other people are joking around saying it's a gay thing.
I don't know if it's a joke.
It's a joke. I'm not here to give or receive, you truck drivers. You just go about your business. And now I'm not going to acknowledge them. I'm going to keep my head down to my own pickup business.
Yeah.
Not pay attention. But I didn't want to be rude also and be like, well, there's the one jackass who never nodded.
Yeah.
I'll be on some sort of blog. All right. Let's get to a check of the news right now here on Grindr. Dave and Chuck.
There's a blog called Grindr.
Yeah, you're on a blog called Grindr, I saw.
Why is a couple with a 28-year age gap getting a lot of looks and stares when they go out in public? What's a swimming pool banning guys from doing to their balls? And what's up with the Asians? What's the creepy new Asian soap we're going to tell you about? Mm. It's all coming up. We're going to start, though, in Indian Harbor Beach, Florida. A woman was arrested for allegedly squeezing her boyfriend's balls so hard they bled.
Oh, my God.
Are you going to do a hot or not with this one or not?
Okay.
You think so or
no? Let's
set
a roll. Why not, Lise? Let's do
it. Hide that picture.
Okay, I'm hiding it.
From them.
Hide it from me, especially.
Here we go. About 4:30 in the morning.
Okay. Well, okay.
This was just this past Tuesday. Indian Harbor Beach police responded to a residence regarding a domestic violence incident on Victoria Court. Upon arrival, a man at the residence said that his 21-year-old girlfriend, Katie Lynn Pitchford, became enraged and struck him with a brush and her fist.
Mm-hmm.
He said that she also scratched the left side of his face,
mm-hmm.
grabbed him by the throat so he couldn't breathe.
Ooh, this chick is tough, huh?
Yeah,
and
she's nasty.
Then grabbed him by the balls and squeezed them until they started to bleed.
Now she put her nails right through the sack, huh?
Wow.
That's devastating.
Katie Lynn Pitchford was arrested for battery domestic violence, booked into the Brevard County Jail under a no bond status. So the question now is, thanks to Miss Lisa Way, is she hot or not?
A little game out of it.
To me, she can't be that hot, or Dave would have thought of it himself.
Well, only thing I'll say is the mugshot I have is super tiny.
Mm.
Oh.
It didn't pop into my head right away. So it could go either way here, but you have the facts. Let's see how you do.
She's the toughest broad. Yeah. So I don't know. Like, some of the toughest broads that you'll ever see are cute.
Yeah, because they don't they don't live by the same rules.
There's like that MMA chick that just lost, I think. Oh, man, she's got a weird name.
She's like a smoke
show. She shaved her head. She's real pretty, though. I don't know.
I found her picture. I'm going to tweet it out as soon as you guys do your guesses here so everyone can play along.
Sometimes the prettiest girls are the toughest and meanest.
Yeah. They're not bound by the rules everyone else is.
All right, what's your numbers? Let's get to
I'm going to say that she is a 7.
Oh, that was going to be mine.
Oh, yeah. I think she's a 7. I don't think she's like a smoke show, but I think she's cute and tough. I think she's like little, but just a fiery beast.
And you're also going 7, Andy.
Yeah, I'll say 7 as well.
All right, well, you can play along. I will tweet this out in a moment. Twitter.com/Dave and Chuck. There she is.
Yeah.
I think you got it.
I think you pretty much nailed it.
Yeah, no.
She's hot. Oh, wow. Oh, so this article has some nails. Of her Instagram.
Yeah, like her nails are
really
ready
long.
To just destroy you.
She's pretty damn cute. Let's look at her whole Instagram here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God.
She's having so much fun.
Wait, does she do hair?
She must. Is that the guy?
Yeah, that's her balls. That's her balls.
Oh,
that's
the guy. Oh man,
those were better size.
He's got his balls squoze.
Well, look, if she squoze his balls so hard, he has hearts around him now.
Yeah.
Oh, she's beautiful, you guys. I'd say that
her nails
are
crazy.
She's definitely. Oh yeah, hi. She's definitely an 8-9.
Look, yeah, I mean, she's a sexy with crayon. Filters, it helps.
Yeah,
but.
Yeah.
No, but there's
but,
a
I mean,
lot
she's,
of
yeah, she's
attractive. But that's that poor
one,
fella.
Like, look at them the kissing, balls. And little did he know that one day she'd squeeze
she's just
balls.
One of these girls. She's an absolute nutbag.
She's got a great body.
He'll go back to her.
Of course he will. The sack will heal up and he'll be back.
Oh, somebody was writing comments on that.
Oh, was there?
Look at that glass.
This
comment.
Is the dude with the bloody balls. Oh, this one says, kiss me or I'll rip your balls off.
Oh no.
Kiss me or I'll rip your balls off.
Kiss me or I'll rip your balls off. That's incredible.
Oh my God. Have they done this to every one of her shots?
No, I think they've done it just to the shots of them.
Maybe you won't go back with her.
Maybe.
Oh, look at that.
That's just somebody else.
Uh huh.
Oh my God.
No, she's she is right in line with like the super hot and crazy.
She's totally that.
This guy's gonna have so much anxiety.
Just the only thing I'm shocked by is she's not Italian.
Well, we don't know that for sure.
Yeah, we don't know what
was her last name?
Pitchford, but doesn't
but
mean
doesn't
anything.
Matter.
Yeah, I guess so.
Next time, like, she goes
he might
to
have
do
a little bit in it.
Do anything down there to him, he's going to have such anxiety. He's going to let her.
Oh, he's going to let her.
He's going to let her.
Oh, easy, please.
Wouldn't you let her?
What did he do? Yeah. What did he do?
The other ball will be bleeding soon.
They just,
his balls are dead.
Yeah, they're dead. He's their guy. She squeezed them to oblivion.
You think this is the last time she's going to rip his balls?
No.
No.
Twitter.com/Dave and Chuck. Now,
look
click
at
on the
look
article.
Right there.
Click on the article so you see a link to her Instagram, too, and click on that. You'll see way more pictures of her.
She's like, I will tear your balls
dude,
right
look
off.
At her. She's got those Hannibal Lecter
that's
eyes.
That's what I mean.
They should. Like, I think if you make a dude's balls bleed, you should be, like, in one of those Hannibal Lecter things. That
oh,
they
like a little
off.
Mask yeah. and everything?
But, like... like Hulk hands yeah. on you, like permanent Hulk hands.
But that yeah. is so true. Only a girl like that could squeeze your ball so hard they bled, and then you'd
go back
for more.
For sure.
I don't want to press charges. I just want my balls back.
He was like, it was just a misunderstanding.
Yeah, it was my fault, really. She was right.
Wow, she's been booked on a no bond status, which means like she can't get out.
Mm. She's too dangerous to society.
Yeah. I'm telling you, they need to put like cement around her hands.
Her resting on another lady's back, also a good look.
Just fun in the sun.
She yes. loves having fun.
She does love having fun.
See, I thought
fun.
She was prettier than your average
she
person.
Is.
That
yeah, she is. I mean, that, her mugshot doesn't do her justice, but this...
I could tell from her mugshot she was pretty.
Look at her hugging another chick over there
yep.
at the beach.
Two chicks embracing at the beach.
Nice.
Don't they always?
There's like a sitting in a car.
Oh, she do. She does ribbon dancing too. Yeah, Andy spotted that.
Oh,
it's not hot at all.
She's doing a handstand. Look at her body.
Let's watch her routine. Watch her ribbon routine. See if Andy likes it.
See if Andy likes it.
There we go. She's climbing up here. She's got great balance.
So gross.
She's making like a little cack. Cocoon and just go on the bed.
A little cocoon. Yeah, so this is more like an exercise thing, right? Some sort of, I forget the name of it. But it's like they swing from
It's so
curtains.
Unattractive when girls swing from ribbons.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
She's got it going on.
No, she's fine. I mean, but that's it. Like, sometimes you'll meet a girl like this and they'll rip your balls off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there they are there. They went to a concert.
Her nails are designed to puncture.
Yeah.
Like, if he takes her back, he's got to say, you got to trim those nails down.
A little bit. I think he's lucky that they weren't. Have you seen those sharp nails?
Oh, like the saber tooth?
Oh, yeah,
like
yeah.
the saber tooth. I don't understand that, but I mean.
He is lucky because that would have just.
Oh, that's it.
That's they're gone then.
Yeah. You basically give. She would have given him a vasectomy.
He might not take her back.
Oh,
what?
Oh, he'd be an idiot.
Would he?
He's yes,
but not
look
take
at
her back.
Look at her.
But she's dangerous.
I know she's dangerous.
Got a temper.
But that's also part of it.
I guess
she's dangerous. You think that ever stopped me?
Like, we'll be singing a different tune when she gets his balls squeezed again.
Yeah,
dangerous. We broke the Brevard time site.
Danger Zone.
Too many people wanted to see that hot bitch.
Yeah, well.
Let's see if we can get on it now.
That hot bitch.
Nope. No, internal server error.
Sorry.
Have to go to her Instagram. Mm.
Yeah, I'll, okay, I'll should just like, oh, link I can't. That. No. I can't even get on it now.
What, because
I deleted it. Oh, no, I can't. I'll go. Here we go. I'll tweet out her Instagram so you guys can just see that.
How many people follow her? Oh, like over 1,000.
1,200.
Yeah.
And that's 1,200 about, dudes. That's about to get higher.
1,200 dudes.
Oh, you know.
And she really went crazy on him. He was looking at my face. He's like, oh, God.
Oh, my God. Yeah, no. Like, his injuries, it wasn't just she grabbed his nuts. It was she scratched his face. She punched him out. She ripped his balls open.
Yeah. It's like a Mel Gibson torture scene.
Someone said, that girl is poison. So true. Yeah, so the site crashed with the article, but we did tweet out a link to her Instagram if you want to go check her out and see if you.
That's a good call on that one, Lise, to play that game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have thought. I wouldn't have thought she would have been, like, you know, yeah, Instagram that, pretty. Yeah.
But she definitely is.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
There is at least one swimming pool, this one in Iceland, big public pool.
Mm-hmm.
They're banning men, old men especially.
Ban gay balls?
No, they've been using hair dryers on their balls to the point where this gym swimming pool is saying, no more, guys, you can't do this anymore. There's actually a post they've put up, telling people they can't do it.
This is it like a set Iceland. Of nuts with like a red thing and a line through it?
I don't know.
By the hair dryer?
It got cut off here, but they say it's been so much of a problem, they are now forced to ask men to stop using the hair dryers on their groins.
What I don't understand is, can't you just towel? I just towel dried my balls the whole time.
I can towel dry them, but I mean,
I don't want to blow dry him. That's so crazy.
There's the picture there. It's an old guy.
Oh, my God.
The poster shows an elderly man hair drying his testicles with a large.
James, get that up in your bathroom. Ring ASAP.
I'm going to.
Get that up in your bathroom.
Hilarious.
ASAP.
That I'm going to find an artist that can draw the guy to look more like me, though.
Yes, please.
That got Lisa. So
yep.
It sure did.
Anyone who photoshops.
Oh, God.
Change that face to James.
You see his balls, too.
You can. They drew balls.
Down. They drew so balls funny. On this guy. That is awesome. That's up in this gym pool in Iceland right now. This poster showing an elderly man hair drying his testicles.
They're not low enough. They're not low enough.
No, look how old
they need that
is.
Here. We need it in gyms here. But people would be outraged.
Their guy looks like he's giving a wink, too, almost.
You know, it's like one of his eyes is like, hey.
What's crazy is I'm less offended when it's your own hair dryer than I would be is if you ponied up to the wall hair dryer and did it there.
But that's not their own. They like I've been to gyms where they have these hair dryers, like regular hair dryers,
oh,
on the counter
God.
For everyone to use. It's
my
a communal
God.
Hair dryer. Guys don't bring their own hair dryers. They're using the one that's there at the gym
no.
to dry their balls.
Gym, they have it a bunch.
Yeah, I wouldn't be in a gym with hair
dryers. It's a communal hair dryer.
Yeah, yeah most nuts. Gyms have them, Chuck.
The position he's in drying his balls seems dangerous for an elderly man, too. Like
yeah, one
fall.
Leg on the counter.
Yeah. I wonder how many people at the hotels, how many guys dry their
you
balls.
You blow dry, you honestly
no,
blow dry
you
your
don't.
Balls, Chuck.
I blow dry my whole
lie.
Self every time.
You use that one hair dryer?
To. You blow dry no, you don't.
No,
you don't
my
really
whole
blow
undercarriage.
Dry your
my whole undercarriage.
You're
it's very hairy.
Freak me out because I don't travel with that hair dryer. It's too heavy.
No, it's very.
I was using the hotel one, which I know is disgusting.
Chuck's balls have been on your hair dryer.
Oh, man, you got ball air in your face, Lisa.
That's okay. Lisa wants to know, guys, do you use hotel and gym hair dryers to blow dry your bits? Because she's wondering.
Gym,
she uses
100%.
It.
I know, but
the gym, yeah, let's go hotel. 1-855-954-6969. Toll free. 1-855-954-6969. It's all about Lisa, guys. Do you use the hotel hair dryer on your genitalia?
You definitely do. I have like a mini heater that I turn on before I get in the shower. So like I have an alarm go off.
Yeah.
I run into the bathroom, turn on the heater, close the door, go back to sleep for 9 minutes, wake up, the bathroom's warm. But when I take a shower and come out, I dry myself off, but then I angle it over towards where I'm going to be brushing my teeth, and the heat comes up. Yeah.
Okay, so what
I'm just saying,
hotels.
I mean, it is nice to be dry in there.
Here's 100% every time I shower, this guy said.
Yeah.
This guy says, blow dry on the bits reduces stank.
Yeah.
Other people who chimed in on this said it avoids dampness, stickiness, and friction.
Mm-hmm. The drier it is to start, the better.
I don't know. I don't have a wet problem.
I don't either. I dry it with a towel. It's dry. There's no stank.
Mm. But I'm not a hairy guy, though. So maybe that's the difference, Chuck.
Particularly. Yeah,
I don't know.
Like, is your taint really hairy? I mean, not to get
the
personal.
Yeah. Why don't you come touch it?
I'm okay, thanks.
Like a Brillo pad down
there. Yeah, exactly.
Did you tweet out that picture of the guy?
I will have to.
Yes,
I don't want to tweet it myself because that looks weird, but I can retweet yours.
Okay, yeah, sure. All right.
So, you want to see the drawing of the old man blow drying his balls?
Twitter.com/Dave and Chuck is where you're going to
hack into her account and make it her profile pic.
She was like, you can see his balls. It brought her such joy.
It's hilarious. I can't believe that they put that up.
It is amazing because the artwork is what's special. That's what's really special.
Yeah, so twitter.com/Dave and Chuck if you want to see it. We just tweeted out the link to the poster they made. Matt's in Boston. You're in a hotel, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Your balls are soggy. You're just out of the shower. What are you doing?
Just out of the shower. I towel dried, and then I grabbed the hair dryer right off the wall and started drying my balls and my armpits.
Is this in a hotel?
In the hotel.
Oh, yeah, it's a hotel. I was in Bermuda, and they had one hanging right on the wall. Why not?
Yeah, exactly. I've definitely used it to dry my body parts.
So many balls have touched your hair dryers. Alan, what about you?
Oh, hell yeah. Like, you guys got to try it. I told my little brother about it one time. He looks at me like, what the hell did you just say? He's like, yeah, blow dry your bits, bud.
Yep.
And I'm telling you, it's incredible.
It's a game changer.
Okay. You know what? I can say I've never tried it, so I don't know. I could be like, wow, that's amazing.
No, it's good. You dry out quick, and it's nice. And to me, the difference is, like, I would never do it if it was like a locker room setting.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're in your own dwelling or if you're in a hotel bathroom, why not?
So you'd look for the
dry it up
because it's usually
sometimes
underneath.
It's in a bag. I've opened it up. I've taken it out and plugged it in, made sure it was the right way up.
Shoot, she says, shoot.
Yep.
Shoot.
And I'll push the cool, and then I'll switch to the hot,
can't
and then
use
the
that.
Cool.
I don't
no.
want to travel with a blow dryer. It's too heavy.
It's a lot, right?
But I don't want to have the ball hair dryer.
Yeah, you don't want ball hair
because it
hot ball hair blowing you in the face, huh?
Damn.
Right. Yeah. That's hot ball air that you are now putting on your head.
They say
right
it's like a head. Really dirty.
It looks
thing.
Dirty. It looks dirty.
Yeah. It's,
but I just think to myself, well,
so disgusting.
It's my balls. So
I guess I tend to air dry after I towel dry.
Me too.
And I can too. Like but a weird, like every a, once in a while,
I don't put underwear on like while I'm moist.
Yeah.
No. And generally, most, I'd say it's 95% of the time you're just air drying, and that's totally fine between your legs. But I know I definitely have. I've done my chest hair. I've done my balls. I've done the back.
I think more men than do.
Yeah. Well, a lot. I think you use hair dryers on hair, right? I mean, that's it. If you don't have hair, then why are you,
right.
You know?
Okay, go ahead.
No.
Matt's in Boston. Go ahead, Matt.
Hey, how you guys doing? Love the show.
Thanks, man.
So when I was at my ex-girlfriend's house, I was living there. The heater actually broke, and we used to bring in, like, space heaters into the bathroom before I took a shower, keep it warm. So one day I just decided, why not just squat over it and dry my bits, and yes. I started doing it every day since.
Yeah.
And one day her father actually walked right in while I was doing it, and he laughed and just turned right around and
well, left. Well, sure, that is not a sight most men want to see, I'll tell you that. Jonathan, Austin, Texas, so it gets hot down there. John, are you using hotel hair dryers to dry your balls?
Prepare to peg.
Preparing to peg!
Preparing to peg!
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I got two or three hair dryers, and when I travel, I know that there's going to be a blow dryer at the hotel. And, I mean, I'm a hairy guy, but I manscape pretty well down there. It's just so damn hot.
Yep.
And there's nothing wrong with it. It's not like you're using a different towel and then putting it back on the rack or something. Someone else can use it. It's just air.
Yeah, it's just air.
I love the preview pic, by the way, on Twitter. Is the full pic of the nude guy.
Like,
they don't cover anything.
I know. And I was like, I can't retweet it.
That's
now.
Retweeted. No, of course you can. It's just the image of
little cartoon balls. Cartoon balls.
It's not real balls. It's cartoon
nuts.
It's a little much, but it's funny.
And one more call here before we move on. Corrine is in Rhode Island. Hi, Corrine. How are you doing?
Hi, it's Corrine. That's okay.
Okay.
Balls.
So I work at a local fitness center, and it's not only guys that are doing this.
I didn't think so. I knew you were calling in to tell us this.
Ladies, lady bits?
Yep.
Lady bits.
Lady bits.
Typically older lady bits
yep.
as well. Oh,
think about those gray bushes.
Oh, God.
Big bush, right?
It's because of their
gray
big
bush.
Yes.
So won't the aid and the dryer make it voluminous?
No.
Mm-hmm.
They love volume. With like the size sometimes too.
The size?
Of the
they're like bigger, bigger.
The bigger you are, the drier you need to be.
The towel.
I get it.
Exactly.
Here's my issue with the towel. Ready? Here's my issue with the towel.
What?
By the time I even get to my balls to dry, that towel's soaked. I am a hairy beast. When I get out of the shower,
two towels.
Well, I'm not using two towels.
Get a designated ball towel.
No.
Good. And I'll suggestion.
This is my DBT.
I'll tell you what.
If I have a designated ball towel, someone's got my ball towel.
Someone's going to make a mistake and dry their face with it.
Put a big B on it.
Yeah.
Put it on your ball towel rack.
They make those monogram towels.
You only keep a ball towel there.
Get one with
balls.
A B.
Just balls. Just write balls on it. I'll say this too. I've used that hair dryer for way worse than what you think.
What?
Don't
say your butt.
No. I've definitely dried my butt. I've definitely dried my butt.
That's worse than that. It's worse than the butt.
No, like I've used it to dry out like running shoes that were like disgusting. Rowan had shoes like baseball shoes. We went and played in a tournament.
Keep it far away, though,
and
right?
It was no. You just stick the thing right in and let it sit.
Lisa's
you just stick it right in.
Fire that way.
Well, you don't. It's not my fire. It's not my place. I could care less. I dried out two pairs of shoes, and his feet are the stinkiest feet ever. Ever.
I gotta look up a light blow dryer. Does Amber bring a blow dryer to
She does. Them? She has like a travel one because she generally can't find one that's strong enough.
Yeah.
Right? So she packs. She always travels with a hair dryer. She doesn't use the ball dryer.
All right.
Lisa's currently Googling
I dried out a pair of slides that were completely soaking wet just by laying them right on the hair dryer itself.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
Gross.
Well, so Lisa, sorry, we've devastated her, but a lot of guys use those hotel hair dryers to dry their balls.
Shouldn't use anything communal.
No, I know.
No, you gotta be careful. Yeah. Careful with it all.
Okay, so we've all seen this. You've been out in public and you see a couple and they do not look like they should be together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. They're not a match.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So there's actually a show on Barcroft TV called Love Don't Judge.
Okay.
And it focuses on these couples.
Mismatched couples.
Mismatched couples. Their most recent episode is a couple with a 28-year-old age gap. And they've been getting a ton of looks and stares when they are in public because she is this beautiful young girl. She's 26 years old. She's a model. He is like a hobbit.
But rich as hell, huh?
He's a dude in his 50s. I would say classifies as a miniature man.
Oh, wow. It's almost a little person, yeah.
Yeah. And
he's loaded.
But with that weird, like...
I think he's a former child actor. I think they mentioned that. Oh.
And he looks strangely familiar. I don't know where. I feel like I've seen him before, too.
But I thought it's just some sort of like little cartoon character or something, like some weird little Lord of the Rings creature.
Yeah, exactly.
Was he in Lord of the Rings?
I don't think so.
You can see this at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. We put a link to this video of these two mismatched people up there. But this
is an elf a little bit.
This is a little taste of it here.
This is 26-year-old model Sarah. She fell in love with Mason, a 54-year-old retired child star turned entrepreneur.
I don't see myself as being in her league.
You're not.
That's not real. This is imaginary.
You think it's just for TV, made for TV movie. It's a made for TV. You're right. 100%.
I thought the same thing, but it looks
real.
Couple
have been happening together for the last 7 months.
Come on, this never has happened ever in the history of the world.
But they have faced plenty of criticism along the way.
A lot of people have come out and, you know, like, really? You're with that dude? Like, why?
Now it's getting serious. Will their nearest and dearest accept their love?
What I hope Mason is like? I'm kind of expecting maybe like a character, you know?
Hey!
Oh my god!
Is that her boyfriend or her
dad?
Dad?
I don't know.
Like her manager?
Her manager, maybe.
Weird.
So they're in New York City. They've been together quite a while. I went on her Instagram.
Hi, I'm Sarah. I'm 26 years old.
Is he paying for everything?
Yes.
Oh, hi, I'm Mason.
Okay, how would you describe him? Mm. For people who can't see this right now, she's your typical 26-year-old model
Lollipop
type.
Guild.
Yeah, I
mean, you're right. He looks like one of the Munchkins from Munchkinland.
Yeah. Lollipop Guild.
Perfect. You're so right. That's it.
By the time this airs, I'll be 54. You look very pretty.
You look very adorable.
Thank you.
And I think he's had plastic surgery, too, and then gained tons of weight after.
You know, the funny thing is, this is the first relationship of my life with a massive age discrepancy. The last time I dated someone 26 is probably when I was 28.
The couple might not be considered a natural fit,
but that hasn't held their romance back.
When I first met Mason, I thought he was the most adorable person on the planet. I like older men because they're more mature.
So she's got huge daddy issues.
Like, I actually like gray hair and bald guys. I don't know. That's what I'm attracted to. Mason and I first communicated through Facebook. I thought he was.
Do you know how many hot dudes that are bald and have gray hair are?
I'm not going to.
There's so many.
I think I'm a nice guy. I think I'm a fun guy to be with. I think I have a lot to offer. But the truth of the matter is, I don't see myself as being in her league. So when she expressed interest in actually being in a relationship with me, I think I was as shocked as anybody.
How big is this guy's studio apartment?
Not big. Because we just hit it off right away.
When you first meet somebody and you end up talking effortlessly, no uncomfortable moments of real silence.
It is.
That's kind of unusual. Oh, and God. I think that she felt that way as well.
I don't like this. I don't like it. Oh, no. They're going to have sex.
There was no real pause or delay. She just said, I love you too. Back in the 70s and the 80s, I was a really famous child actor.
Okay,
but then the career with most young actors, you know, kind of fizzled out for a while. I owned bars and restaurants for 20 years here in New York City. Mm. Retired from that a couple of years ago, and I've kind of been living the life of leisure really ever since.
I do adult modeling, webcam modeling.
Oh, webcam model.
So, she has so many issues.
It's not just like a sexual thing. I like to actually talk to people.
I thought she was a legitimate model.
She is. A legitimate webcam model.
She should be able to make enough money on her own with that.
You'd be surprised.
She's not enough for the money, you
guys.
That guy doesn't have a lot of money. Did you see his place? Like, he's not.
But I bet that's like a lot of money.
You can't even imagine how much he's paying for that.
She could get someone who has a lot more money than that if that's what she was in it for. Who was actually didn't look like a creature from Lord of the Rings.
I know, but what happened is this guy met her through the webcam, right? Has that come out yet?
No, they didn't.
I think they said they met on Facebook, but somebody commented on this YouTube video. The type of watch he has is a very expensive watch, so they assume that he's got a ton of cash.
Yeah, well, he's retired. He owned bars and stuff in New York, and then he retired from it.
What's his name? I wish I could.
I don't know.
Did they say
Mason something?
I want to see what. I want to look up his IMDb.
Scroll down, and in the description, it has his name.
Her Instagram is
or says show more. Show more. Up. Show more.
Okay. Mason Reese. Let's look up his IMDb.
I swear he looks familiar as a child.
Yeah,
actor.
I thought he did too. I mean, he's online. You can see him. There he is. He was a child star of the 70s. Oh, my. He's a creepy looking child star too. You could tell he was like an older guy who played a kid because he could probably get away with it.
But he was in, like, he's still active.
He had his own movie called Mason in the 70s.
They made a movie, Whatever Happened About, like, to him in 1990.
The Mike Douglas Show, Saturday Night Live. He appeared in TV commercials for products like Deviled Ham, Post Raisin Bran, Dunkin' Donuts. Maybe that's where we know him from. Like commercial.
Yeah, like I don't have any recollection of this guy.
I don't either.
But like, what's his net worth? Oh, you're going to know all these, Dave. You're going to know all these.
He's a deviled ham kid.
Here he is with Raisin Bran.
Where's my Post Raisin Bran?
I've got the Post Raisin Bran.
Oh my God, he even has a creepy voice.
Uh-huh.
Cuz, I just wanted to tell you, this seal's got a lot of delicious raisins. And I get fun stickers, too. Just peel them off, and you can stick them on almost anything. There's 3 cents in all, and you get 1 cent free in every specially marked box of Post Raisin Bran. Hey, Dad, how about some Post Raisin Bran?
He was like 27 there, right?
Yeah, he was older than you think.
He was got one of those like aging diseases.
He's got something like that. He must.
Mason's made his life work.
He seems like a good dude, too. Like, he's, I don't know, like...
Like, good for him.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's real, his relationship.
Is that his girlfriend there in the Princess Leia outfit?
I'm telling my mother, I look like a munchkin. Well, this is what a munchkin looks like. They have them down at Dunkin' Donuts in quite a few flavors. Like...
Kingly Jelly.
And...
Cherry Chocolate.
Kingly Crescent. And...
Duncan, the Magic Munchkin.
Now you can get Dunkin' Munchkins in a new family of sizes. The Little Bunch Basket, the Big Bunch Basket, or the Great Big Super Bunch Basket.
I'll take that.
Look, I'm the last person that's going to judge a hot chick and a weird-looking guy combo.
Who's the Princess Leia? Who's the Princess Leia?
That was 10 years ago.
Oh, okay, yeah.
It's just
I wondered if it was like his girlfriend. It's not.
Yeah, some low budget Comic Con type place. Oh, here's Mason dancing. We've fallen down a Mason hole.
My little friend Mason Reese.
My little friend.
Oh, he's got a ton of.
I'm singing in the rain.
He sings, dances, and acts.
He's like a legit.
What a glorious.
He's not that good.
Wow. But better than me.
Happy again.
He's plowing that chick.
Oh, does he dance?
Not well. Yeah, he's a tap dancer.
No, not really. He's really bad.
I want to see you dance, think he's Dave.
They'll think he's eight. Dave's like he's super judging a kid.
This little weirdo, talentless, weird, 7-year-old freak. Gross.
Meanwhile, there is some video of Dave at about 15 years old dancing around in like a Gargamel suit.
Yeah.
So just be careful, Dave.
Dance circles around that guy.
I want to see Dave have a dance off.
He's like
guy.
He's a Danny DeVito size man.
That's a Dave doesn't like him.
He can't stand it.
Dave doesn't like him.
I don't. I will admit.
He's a little weirdo. Just dancing freak.
Little dancing.
This is what I want to know. Can we find out what his net worth is?
Well, I'm not sure if they'd have that. He's not. I don't think he's that big of a name.
I think he's bigger than we think.
Dude, he owned like to own bars and restaurants. Like he's owned several things. He's probably like an entrepreneur.
$1 million.
He's worth $1 million.
He's worth $1 million.
That's not bad.
I think she may have dated someone, some other Todd Bridges from.
What?
Different Strokes?
Yeah.
She dated Todd Bridges?
Investigation here.
So she's with, like, child stars?
Yeah.
Yeah, so she loves it.
That's her thing.
Child star fetish.
But, I mean, that guy makes a bit more sense, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, he went to jail for a bit,
doesn't make a good TV show.
Wow.
No. Well, he's a weird-looking fella. See, someone said terrifying 70s child star.
I wonder what her webcam name is.
I don't know.
What's her name?
Her name in real life is Sarah Russey.
Put that and then put webcam. I bet it gets wild.
You think? You think she does all sorts of stuff?
Yeah, 100%.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she does just go by her regular name, yeah. Getting ready from a show. Oh, damn. Oh. Yeah.
You can follow her for $14.99 a month.
Oh, what a deal.
Holy crap. Don't ever follow anyone for that much. Whoa, that's her her site, huh? Man, that's weird.
I mean, it gets her publicity.
Mm-hmm. It does. I mean, she's not dumb.
Well, she's tweeting out links to that show. She took some nudes at the doctor's office today.
And yeah, he's not like, I don't know. He doesn't seem like he's mentally messed up about it. He's like, I don't understand it either. I'm a little weirdo.
Well, you know, he's 54, so he's over any kind of like hang-ups of. It's like, dude, if you're 54 and that chick wants to bang you, you just whatever. It's her rules.
Yeah, whatever she wants.
Yeah.
Oh, there she is going to town on herself.
So she
goes to back town and front town.
She
goes to every town. She goes all two towns at once.
She's in all the towns.
Well traveled.
My goodness, Sarah.
That's her. So they do a lot of like radio shows and stuff talking about.
I think he was on Stern before.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. We got to the bottom of that one fast.
Yeah. It's
Dave and Chuck Investigates.
The weirdo. Yep. A little weirdo, a little crazy.
A little circus freak.
Look at this tap dancing.
All right. You can go check out that little weirdo for yourself and his masturbating friend up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. It's where we put a link to the article there, and you can see their teaser for that show, which is called Love Don't Judge.
Love Don't Judge.
All right. Coming up here, it's What's Up with the Asians right now on Dave and Chuck the Freak. What super creepy soap has just been unveiled in Japan? Let's find out.
It's time now for What's Up with the Asians?
I guess you gotta give it to the Asian folks. They know stuff is weird and effed up, but they're not afraid to just put it out there.
Yeah, they do.
Right?
Yeah. They do.
About a year ago, a company in Japan created a new body wash and deodorant that smells like
Ryan Reynolds, a dead poodle?
A young woman.
Oh, no.
They isolated two chemical compounds called lactone C10 and C11 that young women produce a lot of and older women don't. Those compounds smell kind of like peach and coconut.
Joe Biden's favorite soap.
Okay. Well, since they launched the young woman scent products, sales have gone through the roof.
I bet. I bet he bought a case.
The company thought at first the soap would be popular with older women.
No.
And it actually has been.
Oh, because they want to
smell young again.
But they've seen a ton of sales from an unknown demographic. Lonely dudes.
Yeah.
According to the company, unbeknownst to them, a lot of guys are using the soap, and a lot of them, they found out, just sniff it when they're lonely to make them feel like a woman's around.
Oh, Jesus. I mean, I know that's what it is. I know that's what's happening, but when you say it,
yeah,
makes it
worse.
Well,
I mean, they got like a smell stuff over there because they have panties and
vending
machines.
No, they love smell. The sense of smell.
So you can order this on eBay or even on Amazon, but it has there it is, Dioko Young Woman Aroma.
I was hoping it would be something like Lost in Translation.
Right.
You know, but it's not.
There's just no way to say it in English.
Yeah, it's not. No, it's designed young woman to smell like a
that's exactly what they meant to say. Yeah. Smells like young woman.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.